Show is here to decipher the madness, to make sense of what's real and what's propaganda, to offer a point of view. This is 1360 and 97.5 WTAQ. Now, here's Steve Schrader.
Well, good Saturday afternoon, Northeast Wisconsin. This is the Schrader Show. Now, I'm going to invite the producer, of course, the great Shannon, to join me right away. This is going to be a very abbreviated show today. Shannon, what do we got going on?
Well, we have a Brewer game starting pretty soon.
Yeah, there's a Brewer game that starts like at 1:05 or so. So the main reason we're here today is because Shannon said, hey, we got to get in there and make sure that we play the interview with J. Christian Adams that we did earlier in the week.
Right.
And I said, okay.
And after that, we're going to do a podcast.
So if you want to catch up more on, you know, what's going on in the world, besides sports, we're going to do a podcast so you can, you know, after you're done listening to the Brewer game or whatever, you can go and check out. I don't know. We'll do an hour, maybe an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. You never know.
We are totally not done talking in a half.
No, and we've got a mountain of sound bites to get into in very, very little time. So let's get at it. So we'll be here till roughly 12:40. And again, like Shannon said, we will also do a podcast after the show so that if you want to check that out for some of the other stories that we're talking about. One of the main stories is this kid out of North Carolina who got suspended for asking a question of a teacher. Yes, you should be outraged. But before we get into any of that, let's go to J. Christian Adams. J. Christian Adams and I spoke on Tuesday afternoon, and, well, here's the interview where it's looking very likely that if WEC doesn't get back to the Public Interest Legal Foundation, they're going to file suit. You'll hear that here in the interview. It's about 7 minutes long. Here you go. All right, we are being joined by J. Christian Adams of the Public Interest Legal Foundation. He's going to talk to us a little bit about what's going on here in Green Bay. First of all, Mr. Adams, thank you for joining us this afternoon. I'm really glad to hear that you guys are paying attention to what's happening here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, especially when it comes to Celestine Jeffrey and the elections here coming up in November.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. Please tell us what your plans are for Green Bay. And I know that there's been a lawsuit. Glenn Olson filed a lawsuit against Celestine Jeffries. Would you like to let the audience know your involvement there and talk about the steps that your foundation is doing to make sure that we have a secure election come November?
Right. So Wisconsin has a law that's not being followed regarding same-day registration, and it's not being followed in Green Bay, where when people just show up to vote and register at the same time, they've never been registered before.
Yep.
There's a procedure in Wisconsin law that's supposed to be followed, and that is the Green Bay clerk sends out a confirmation mailing to the address that was given, and if it bounces back, there's supposed to be an investigation. Well, in Green Bay, that law is not being followed at all. So if we have to sue in court, we're going to do that. We've already filed a claim with the State WEC, Wisconsin Election Commission.
Yep.
So we're going to get to the bottom of this and fix it so this doesn't keep happening, that the law is disregarded.
Yeah, and it seems to be a problem statewide. I mean, you filed a complaint with the Wisconsin Election Commission's there. I forget what Megan Wolf's title is, but she's essentially squatting in that position. Have you received anything back from WEC?
Well, they have time to ponder this, and if we don't get anything back in due course, we'll be ramping this up a notch, but also looking at other places where, you know, there's problems with not following the law in Wisconsin. It's a very big deal, and, you know, it has to be fixed.
Absolutely. So now, in the press packet that Lauren had sent me, It was also mentioned Glenn Olson versus Celestine Jeffries. Are you guys involved in that suit at all?
Yeah, this is a case in Green Bay where the clerk is not following Wisconsin election statute, so we're involved in that.
Okay. And what particular statute is she not following in that case?
So here's what's supposed to happen. When you come in and vote on Election Day and you register, what they call Election Day registration in Wisconsin, the check and balance to make sure that only eligible people are registering is this procedure that the clerk is supposed to send out a confirmation mailing to the people who just voted on same-day registration. And they're supposed to use the address that the registrant used when they voted. If that mail bounces, meaning that the voter doesn't actually live at that address, there's a procedure under Wisconsin law that the clerk is supposed to open up an investigation. And if it appears that the address was invalid, and here's the important part, then they're supposed to refer to the county prosecutor. Well, I can tell you in Green Bay, this is not happening. The law is being ignored.
Unbelievable. And this is the mayor's hand-chosen person handling these elections. Now, let me ask, how many in Wisconsin, how many same-day registrations do we have typically?
Oh, thousands. I mean, enough to change the outcome of an election, for sure.
Okay.
So that's why it's all the more important you have to follow the law.
Yeah, that's where I was going. So the procedure is, I show up, let's say I've never voted. I show up, I've got my driver's license that shows where I live. Are they even checking that? My greatest fear, Mr. Adams, is that they're flooding the state of Wisconsin with illegal aliens, and they're going to say, show up on election day. And what you're talking about is they're going to same day register. She's going to push them through, and they're going to be fraudulent illegal voter or illegal aliens voting in our election here in Wisconsin.
Yeah. I worry less about illegal aliens than the ones who are here legally, because they feel far more comfortable going into government offices and getting things. We've seen data on this. When we see who the non-citizens, who the foreigners are who are voting, it's usually about 90% green card holders, about 5% HB1 visa holders, and about 4% spouses, and only a tiny little sliver are illegal aliens because they're afraid to go into offices to do this, which is a good thing we should be happy about.
I was going to say.
So, you know, but it's all the more reason why you have to follow the same day registration rules.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Any other concerns here in the city of Green Bay besides that same day registration? Any other concerns with how the clerk here does her job, Celestine Jeffries?
Well, that's the big one, isn't it, that they're not following the law, and that's why Public Interest Legal Foundation is taking action. I mean, look, there's all sorts of tiny, you know, other matters compared to the big one, but we're focused on getting this fixed about the lawlessness associated with failure to follow the statute.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you guys are paying attention to it here in Green Bay, because I think it's going to come down, as it did in 2020, to a series of cities. It's going to come down to Green Bay, Milwaukee, Madison, Eau Claire. Those are the main population centers, and obviously Madison and Milwaukee are not going to go red. Well, I hope they do, but history being what it is, those are typically blue areas. I really appreciate that you guys are looking at this, and if necessary, going to file a suit. How long does WEC have before they're supposed to give you a response on this?
Not much longer. Stay tuned.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Anything else? How can folks help you? Because you and your organization are fighting to make sure our elections are secure here in the state of Wisconsin. How can people help you?
Publicinterestlegal.org. That's our website. Has all this information. Once again, publicinterestlegal.org.
Well, J. Christian Adams, I really appreciate your time this afternoon. We're going to put this out as part of a podcast. We're also going to replay it Saturday on the Saturday show. Make sure everybody knows what you guys are doing to help us secure elections. I really appreciate your time this afternoon.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Thank you much. We'll talk to you again soon. Keep us posted. And that was my interview with J. Christian Adams. Again, this is a great organization. I'm really happy that they're filing suit. Most likely, they're going to end up following suit, because guess what? They put in a complaint with the Wisconsin Election Commission, which we know is corrupt. How do we know it's corrupt? Megan Wolf is running it. And Robin Voss doesn't have the stones to impeach her. That's the bottom line. And if this election gets stolen, it's not just because of Democrats. It's because of Republicans that let them do it. You know, the type like Mike Gallagher. He was on Capitol Hill whining this week. Oh, I'm getting death threats. Shouldn't have been a rhino. When we get back, I want to talk about this kid out of North Carolina who, his big sin was, he asked the teacher a question. We'll tell you what that question was and what the reaction is when we get back. You're listening to The Schrader Show. Back in a minute.